The beverage industry is taking on the city of Philadelphia. The city council voted last summer to impose a tax on all sweetened drinks. That got a lot of buzz. Three other cities followed suit with similar measures. But soda makers have not given up. They have sued Philadelphia, and judges in a Pennsylvania appeals court are expected to hear oral arguments tomorrow. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
I'm on a train riding up to Philly, and I'm reading a report from the mayor's office. The Philadelphia mayor says the tax on sugary drinks is working. From his point of view, the city has collected about $12 million in revenue.
Philadelphia will be our next station stop.
But the future of the city's sugar tax is uncertain. The American Beverage Association, which represents big soda companies, together with the Pennsylvania Trade Association, representing convenience stores and supermarkets, are suing the city.
We want this tax to be repealed and to go away.
That's Larry Seisler, a spokesperson for the Axe the Bev Tax Coalition. He says it's having a negative impact on everyone from corner stores to beverage distributors.
What's happening here is business is down and it's very difficult for them.
I pick up on this frustration even before I leave the train station. I stop at a small eatery in the food court and put a drink on the counter.
Hey, if I wanted to buy this ginger ale, how much is it?
$2.48.
That's vendor Ryan Morrissey. He tells me the 32-cent tax on this bottle of soda may not sound like much, but some people have stopped buying drinks.
A lot of people complain about this. Two out of three people will say no to soda and will pick a juice or something, or not at all.
So you see this impacting your sales?
Yes.
Local distributors say their sales are off by as much as 45%. One, Canada Dry, has laid off about 30 people, including drivers and workers who stock the shelves.
I think that it's, unfortunately, unfair.
But not everybody sees it that way. Pee Wee Prep Educational Center is a preschool in West Philly that has expanded thanks to revenues from the soda tax. I decide to pay a visit, so I hop in an Uber.
There's a lot of boarded up houses here.
Yeah, you see that?
That's my driver, Al McLean.
You drive around the cities and like, okay, what's going on here?
More than 400,000 Philadelphians live below the poverty line, including 37% of all the kids in the city. Stacy Phillips is the founder and CEO of Pee Wee Prep. She says it makes sense to invest in these kids.
I'm thrilled. I'm happy about the soda tax.
With revenue from the tax, she's added 90 kids to her roster.
A lot of the children that come here are what I consider our couch to the classroom children.
What does that mean, couch to the classroom?
Well, prior to being in class, they were sitting on the couch watching TV.
The city has put further expansion of pre-K funding on hold, pending the results of the lawsuit. And recent polls suggest that many Philadelphians hope the tax does go away. People I spoke to said they love the idea of helping kids, but they say the city should find another way to fund pre-K. I met Dan McFadden as he took a stroll during his lunch break near Independence Hall.
I live here, and I make a good wage, and I pay a significant portion of that to the city of Philadelphia. So why do they have to keep whacking us? I don't know.
As the industry and the city prepare to face off in court, one big argument for soda taxes hasn't been talked about very much. Studies show taxes can nudge people to consume less sugar, a key strategy for fighting obesity and diabetes. So as I head out of town, I wonder if the tax has led Philadelphians to think about their health. Roland Pescaccio was sitting at a coffee shop near the train station. He tells me he stopped buying 2-liter bottles of soda. They were too expensive.
So I'd say I drank less soda, about half as much.
Pescaccio says he was not in favor of the tax, but he likes the result.
The fact that I drink less, you know, I've lost weight. So it's a nice thing.
Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Philadelphia.